So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Oh, Mikey Sherrill. She's throwing a hard ball now. She's saying to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Jack Cianarelli's acting like a, quote, total baby. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jack, for threatening legal act. More than threatened, he did take legal action against her for defamation. So someone says to you, hey, you killed people with opioids. Jack could have done what I recommend to candidates, particularly with Larry Krasner and Mikey Sherrill. Mr. Moderator, stop right here. We're not moving forward. I don't care that you're asking me about sewers in Jersey and all. I'm going to go right here and right now. No one's saying I killed people. Mikey, maybe you just got a little bit overstated on your talking points. She also told the Philadelphia Inquirer, what would it look like? I can't even imagine what it would look like. What kind of records does this guy want to have me release to show why I didn't walk in graduation? I can't imagine. How about a statement just saying what the reason was from the Naval Academy? It's just stunning. He's acting like a total baby. All I said was he killed people by shilling for opioids. All right, Henry, did I get a full go signal? You ready to launch? I know the missile keys are turned in there with Kirk. Okay. I got a couple things I want to play from Mandami interview. I think that Martha McCollum did a brilliant job. You don't have to just be screaming at the guy. She got him to answer. She got him to show who he is quite a bit in that interview. And who he is a guy that hates Israel, probably anti-Semitic, more than probably. A guy who thinks that charging people 52% of their income is just, among other things. We got Fred Herron in the On Deck Circle today. Big win yesterday, right during the show. I think the headline, NBC 10 wrote the best headline on this whole thing, judge allows Bucks County Sheriff's Office to work with ICE. I think that's the gist of it. We'll get it from Fred, though. They're going wild over in Bucks County and all this. So here is Mandami last night, or yesterday, talking with Martha McCollum, who I think is a very effective person in this. Her style was very effective with him. Here's what he said about all this free stuff. Well, they just want to take 2% more of the income of people that are making $1 million a year, which in New York City is a pretty good number of people. Here's Mondami's response.
Is this 10?
Yes, this cut 10.
So let me just quick question on that. And I want to get to public safety because it's another, obviously another big issue for New Yorkers. So a lot of individuals in this city pay more than 50% of their income in taxes. When you talk about a fair share, how much more than what is the fair share? What's the number?
I've said that we should increase personal income taxes by
2%. Is fair?
And my point is this.
Give up more than half of your income.
If you're making $1 million in New York City, or more than that, you can afford to pay 2% more. And the reasons you can afford to do so is because that money will be used to better your quality of life as well.
Yeah.
Because when I speak to the wealthiest New Yorkers, I hear concerns about the cleanliness of the city, the quality of life in the city, questions of public safety. This money is the money that will be used to deliver on those things so that we can ensure that we have a return on investment for all of the money that we are raising and spending right here across the five boroughs.
Yeah, and they went back. As soon as you hear some guy like this, a rich, snot-nosed kid, tell you about return on investment, it's always the return on investment. 52% it would be up to easily, taking away your income. That's the right way to frame it. Now, you know, could have followed up, could have got more heated, but I think she was trying to draw him out exactly where he is on stuff. He apologized to the police. I don't believe it for a second. He'll do whatever he can to diminish them. We all know that. He went directly to President Trump, and then he talked about Hamas, that he had no more opinions. Henry, this is cut 15. So here's Mondami yesterday with the big story, President Trump, Israel, Hamas, shooting people in the streets. Here's what the mayor of New York-to-be thinks about that. Cut 15.
Thank you very much for being here, candidate for mayor of New York City. You're up by 13 points. It looks like you've got the wind at your back. You've got a big debate coming up tomorrow night with the other candidates, Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. Obviously, New York City policy is front and center, but I would imagine that some of the big headlines recently are going to come up tomorrow night as well. So I want to get to all the policy issues in New York, but I wanted to ask you this first. If you are asked tomorrow night, if you give credit to President Trump for the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the return of the 20 living hostages, would you raise your hand?
You know, first I want to say it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. And it's an honor to have this opportunity to speak to so many New Yorkers and Americans across the country. And when it comes to the ceasefire, I am thankful and I have hope that it will actually endure and that it will be lasting. And I continue to have concerns because I've seen reports still just this in the last few days that five Palestinians were killed by the Israeli military. And that's what gives me pause about issuing any kind of praise or celebration at a moment when it is still so in its infancy. And what I will tell you is that in that same moment, it is also one that requires a focus on ensuring that that hope, that belief in a better future is one that is emblematic in our policies right here in New York City as well. And that's what we're hoping to lead with.
Would you give President Trump credit or not, to any extent? Credit or not?
I think it's too early to do so.
Too early to say.
But if it proves to be something that is lasting, something that is durable, then I think that that's where you give credit.
So you've denounced Israel and the United States for the response to the slaughter on October the 7th. In fact, at times you've called it a lasting stain, the response, and at times you have left October 7th out of your statements completely around this issue. Right now, you just talked about Israelis killing some Palestinians, but Hamas is killing Palestinians within Gaza, and they have not returned the bodies that they promised to return, including two Americans, Itai Chen and Omer Neutra, whose families we have interviewed over these months. So what is your response to what Hamas is doing now?
I think those are bodies and remains that should absolutely be returned. And I think that I have no issue with critiquing Hamas or the Israeli government because my critiques all come from a place of universal human rights. And my focus, however, is right here in New York City and transforming the most expensive city in America into one that's affordable for each and
every
New York.
That's part of what I wanted to get there. All right. How in the world, and I'm looking at new polling, a breakdown of polling in Jersey. This is a Quinnipiac poll. Much enthusiasm for Cetarelli. 91% of people say they're very enthused to vote for him. Only 86 for Mikey Sherrill. There is a gender gap. Men, big lead for Cetarelli. Women, big lead for Mikey Sherrill. How in the world can this guy run on affordability? How in maybe even more in Jersey? What is it that people don't get? What do they think is driving up the cost of living in Jersey? Democrats, Democrat rule, Murphy, all these schemes, all these taxes, all the overregulation. Do they not think that's the reason? And they think that she has the key to affordability. Based on what? What is it that it's their policies? But this is what you're up against. This is what you're up against in a race with him. It's easier. He's a socialist to point that out. With her, she actually is running on affordability. That's what the big issue is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So in this guy's mind, he would take 80%. He would take 85%. You make $1 million, he's going to spend other people's money. There's no doubt. 52%. Yeah, that's low. You're still keeping 48%. I mean, this is the issue in America, the indoctrination, where you have generations of people coming up that think you can actually say keeping 48% of your money is something the government should be determinative of rather than you and how you choose to live and hopefully someday where they will be with that. All right, one more. I'm fascinated by the No Kings rally this weekend because this is going to be a big moment where it could go that Democrats are really on the defensive this weekend. I think a lot of wild stuff will be said. They'll get all wound up here with the No King stuff. Here is Scarborough this morning, though. This is Cut 23, going to a lengthy rant about this. And I might add, the propaganda Democrats, De Niro, and these others are putting out there, the organizers. Oh, we're scared to death that Trump's going to sig the federal troops on us. Yeah, Trump's going to be sending federal troops into Doylestown and Havertown this weekend. That's the center of a lot of these goofy protests. But here's Morning Joe. Here's Joe ranting about that very same thing.
I guess I'm old. I guess I'm naive. I mean, I would have never heard that in a million years when I was in Congress or... Mm-mm. Under other presidencies. I mean, these people have come, they have talking points. Mm-hmm. Talking points where they are trying to call Chuck Schumer and Democratic leaders violent, trying to call Democrats violent. Tom Emmers in a press conference called them terrorists. These peaceful protests that happened before you even had earlier Jonathan Martin talking about how most of them were like the NPR tote bag carrying crowd. But the fact that they're trying to whip people into a frenzy and especially here we are several weeks after the horrible violence, the tragedy committed against Charlie Kirk.
Okay, we got it. He's rambling a bit here. All right, here's the point. I'm not saying what they said, but this is a weekend of hating traditional America. That's what these people are against. That's what they don't understand. And that's what they're attacking under the flimsy excuse of no kings. That's what we're here about. We don't want King George. We don't want Trump. All right, let me give you the side question. We got a lot of action today. By the way, too, in the final poll that I had up yesterday, at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210, the most popular by far, the favorite of listeners, cabinet member, was Marco Rubio. Why? I found it to be amazing. I think he's doing a great job. But, you know, the antagonism, Trump, Rubio, little Marco and all. And he was always not seen as MAGA, per se. Tepid, the response when he was nominated or got the job from Trump. Rubio, number one. Hegseth, number two. RFK Jr., only number three. Pam Bondi, way down. RFK Jr., way down, too. Are we wrong? You know, we hear callers all revved up about RFK Jr. Is he less popular, less than people think? Now, I happen to think he's the most consequential guy, more than Marco Rubio. Yeah, Marco Rubio's involved in heavy-duty stuff, Secretary of State, all kinds of jobs. I mean, I think he's doing a great job. But Trump's directing a lot of that. Trump is not directing what Kennedy is doing. He has carte blanche. Just think of some of the things he's been involved in already. On the plus side, he's gotten rid of a lot of things in our foods that are bad. He's gotten all kinds of deals on that. On the other side, he's kind of gone wild with Tylenol. That's got people scared to death fighting back on that. We haven't even gotten the vaccines yet. He's the most consequential. Are people saying in this poll that they have a little bit of element that they don't trust with RFK Jr. and they trust Rubio? Simple question I ask. Who's your favorite cabinet member? Overwhelmingly, Rubio. Why not RFK? I thought he'd be the most popular by far. He's the most consequential. He will be when all this is over. He is at the heart of stuff that really matters. Yeah, the foreign policy and all that stuff matters. Historic Middle East. But think about it, where we live, our kids, our families, the whole thing. What's being debated? Our food, the vaccine issue, nothing could be bigger than that. All right, phone lines are 85, the autism issue, 855-839-1210. Side question today. Henry has been able to snag, right from HBO, the woman who is the dialect coach for the Delco dialect. I mean, Henry is in the camp, and Dawn was too. Oh, it's such a noticeable Delco dialect. I've never noticed it to the extreme that they're putting out. That's not the number one dialect when I think of this area. I think of the South Philly dialect or something. You know what I mean?
They're holding hands, those two dialects. Okay. I feel like they're not, worlds apart like people might think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was a dialect.
Oh,
to be honest.
You got a jersey coming in over here.
You got a jersey thing in Hamilton. We're going to be ready. I'm going to have you do something extemporaneous, and we'll ask the dialect coach, what the hell would you do with this guy?
Okay.
This is a new talk show. So being on the Y here. How would you coach him up? How should you sound in Philadelphia? Do I sound like I should be?
You're Adrian.
Yeah, I don't think. Oh, first of all, the thing is, I've never used yo. Yo is only used in South Philly.
I agree with you 100%.
Yo, Dom.
No, it's not yo, Dom. You know what it is? Yo, get off my car. That's the only
time. Yo, get off my car.
Wait, was that a South Philly or a Delco?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me
it's a blend.
Let's blend.
Yo, Dom, get off my car, bro.
Let's follow that up with Greta Thunberg. Let me hear it, Greta Thunberg.
How dare you? How dare you be on my car?
Perfect. All right. Those are excellent. So she'll be here a little bit later this hour. You can get in. We'll see if we take a call or two with her. The side question then is either a word that we use, particularly if you don't like the way we pronounce it, you think it's too much, or a phrase like down the shore. Now, some of these news organizations are saying, I'm down at the shore. Oh, just spoiling the whole thing. Come on.
You're down That's shore. Definitely a Jersey thing, too.
Down the shore.
What exit are you from? Oh, I'm exit 8.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah, I know. People have the magnets or the stickers in the back of their car, too.
Yep. 7A, 7B.
Exactly right.
Yeah. You know, you're going along. I would rather they make it 6. You feel an accomplishment. You got to another exit.
Right.
You're getting closer.
Yes.
But when it's 7B and then it's 7A, you feel like, what the heck?
Because they know people.
Yeah, I know.
Because they know 7A, a lot of people know it's Six Flags Great Adventure. That's why it's 7A.
Interesting. Yep. That's interesting. You know what? Come on. Give us a chance. All right. So I'll take that one. We already talked about yo. I do think people do say mainly the Acme and Tacony.
Yes. I was watching a little bit of a Task, and they say that in the first scene.
Acme,
yeah.
All right, well, where we got this from, the brilliant Joe of Exton yesterday said the Eagle at the Wanamaker's, meet me at the Eagle. And Henry and I were kicking it around. That might be fun, some of these colloquialisms or mispronunciations. Of course, he also talked about the Byzantine Empire.
Of course. Got to work that in.
Yeah, you got to work that in. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I feel like if you grew up in the area and you went to, you raised Roman Catholic, went to Catholic school, I feel like throughout the generations, there's always, when you meet someone new, there's always a question that comes up in conversations when getting to know somebody. And that question would be, what parish?
Yeah, brilliant. Yep. I don't know if they do that in other places quite as much.
Yeah, it's seriously.
What was your parish?
St. Pat's, Malvern.
Well, all those suburban parishes blend together. You got to understand why.
I would say the same thing about the city ones.
No. Here's the reason why. I don't know in the suburbs. They're later. They were ethnic parishes. So when King of Peace played St. Gabriel, St. Gabriel's, Grays Ferry, toughest area of the city.
Mm-hmm.
King of Peace, bordering on Grays Ferry. St. Gabriel's Irish, King of Peace, Italian.
Oh interesting.
Man. You talk about a Pier 6 brawl.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That's it.
There's a lot of people down Mulligan's that did say, I'm from X parish parish.
I think they do the suburban, too, but these are real lines.
Oh, absolutely.
Lines. These are real lines.
Because my grandmother, who grew up in West Philly, would always say her parish and what parishes, all her friends at West Catholic were from.
That's a good one.
My parents at Carroll, grew up in Montco and Delco. They did the same thing, and it's being passed on to me.
Kirk, how about yours?
I'm going to go with Wooder.
Yes.
Wooder.
Yeah,
That's like the saying, or slang, or
Do I say water?
Water.
Yeah. No, I'm not. It's not. We're not in Great Britain. Stop it already. Yeah.
I say water.
Yeah, I say water too.
That doesn't sound like water, or however you're. It sounds fine.
That was the first word I didn't understand. I was saying with an accent because I have cousins, down in Virginia. They'd be like, "What are you saying right now?"
What do they know?
Water.
All right, it's 855-839-1210. You can hit us on that. She'll be here at 12:45. Big get, though. She coached up Silver Linings Playbook. I think their accents were pretty fine. Well, he's sort of from the area, I think, right?
Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, and the co-star, who's never looked better than in that, I'm not sure where she's from. You really have to go to this level to mock Philadelphia, though. Henry, if you can find it, the all-time accent, when 95 got blown up, the guy that they all interviewed said he was asleep and he woke up and he was all, and he had the hoagie sound.
Yeah,
this guy.
The
hoagie mouth. Yeah, if you find that guy, it's the all-time accent. Not only that, it's in every part of the country that Dom is turned into Don. That's what I'd like to know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it's 855-839-1210. You got to get in now on Talk Radio 12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, my God.
That was a trifecta. Oh, yo, God. And what else?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, the hoagie mouth of all time, that guy. This is just the guy the whole media is flocking around like it's Einstein, and he's breaking down what happened there on 95. Oh, goodness. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. If you may not have heard this yesterday, I wanted to play it one more time, but it'd be cut 7. We got this toward the end of the show yesterday. So Nancy Pelosi is in a scrum of reporters. And she's asked, because they're still talking about January 6th, well, we have the receipts. Stephen's son, I saw today, is out there, our guy that we've had on many times. Pelosi refused to call up the National Guard. Wouldn't look good. Wouldn't look good after George Floyd and everything else. Don't do it. Here's how it sounded with the reporter.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
All right. Now, I know the perfect thing in my mind, hearing that woman there, Henry, I wouldn't send her in. She's a little bit too obvious. You know, she's going to get into it.
Yeah.
Send in Frankie Scales with Nancy Pelosi. What would Frank Scales say back to Pelosi there? Well, he likes to say bro. I don't know if he could say that, what he would say to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be calming.
Yo, Nancy, chill.
Be calming it down, right. And then it would get engaged more. Let's go to Fred. By the way, Fred Herron will be here today at 2 o'clock. Congratulations. Bucks County is safer. You know, if you're paying attention to a local election, of course, we have the three judges. Scott Presler has made that a national story. The three Supreme Court justices. We're looking at that. The race is taking the oxygen out of everything else. That would be Jersey. But we're also looking at Bucks County for a sign of sanity. Is there one of these four counties surrounding Philadelphia that hasn't gone nuts? And the proof will be they reelect Fred Herron and Jen Shorn. And I think it'll go either the two of them or not. It'll be a much different day that Wednesday when we come on, if those two are gone there, much less safe in Bucks County. All this does is give a limited thing to make sure we don't let loose people that are criminals that could damage, murder people. Case in point, and I watched a video today that's chilling of this alleged killer of the woman that's missing from Luzerne County and here in Philadelphia. She worked in Chestnut Hill. It happened right near us, Henry, as far as evidence trail yesterday. Police out there looking. This guy was charged before with strangling a woman in the same way. And the Krasner administration dropped the charges ultimately. He's been arrested a gazillion times. The Philadelphia Gun Free Zone has up on Twitter, I think it was, I don't know if it was Sergeant Mark, a look at him prowling in a neighborhood in broad daylight, coming over and looking in the window, and this woman calling the cops as she challenges this guy. How in the world are these people out there in the streets? And you know why they're out there. Krasner. So why in the world would people in Bucks County think they should not work with ICE to detain people who might kill one of them? Why? They're not going to be out there. I think Fred will lay it out. I think he's going to have two or three of his sheriffs detailed to this, to be working on this. To make sure if you're here illegally and charged with a crime in that situation, then you're going to be in the hands of ICE. You're going to be deported. Well, why do we need more debate on this?
but they are in Bucks County. This will be the issue. They also said that he doesn't have to get the permission of Diane Marseglia. By the way, Bob Harv deGrasse Harvey, claiming in an internal poll, I just saw this morning, that he's tied with Brian Fitzpatrick in Bucks County. Now, I know the antagonism. I understand it completely. I've lived it back and forth here with Brian Fitzpatrick. But we need to keep that seat. Do I think he is? No, I think in the end, Fitzpatrick will win. But that's maybe going to be more of a race this time. And you know this guy's MO. You want your kids to be kept out of school? Bob Harvey's your guy. You want to have, anytime he's challenged, he brings up the Holocaust, he's your guy. So we're going to see if Bucks County is sane, or are they like horsey country? Delaware County completely gone. I think Delaware County, I said it yesterday, is worse than Montgomery County now. That's how bad those progressives are. At least the Mr. Softy truck guy is entertaining. I got no entertainment out of them. They're bad. All right, Bill and Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. Yo, Bill.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, there is some sanity out here in Bucks County with Common Pleas Judge Jeffrey Trauger, who made that decision yesterday on behalf of Fred Herron, and that he doesn't need the permission of Marseglia or Harvey. And by the way, Harvey's chance of beating Fitzpatrick, he ain't got a snowball's chance of that.
And I would agree.
Go ahead. One of the things I did want to say was I did get an email from the Team Herron last night, and they sort of said that Fred was standing his ground, that he won't back down. So maybe a good walk-up music for him might be Don't Back Down by Ted Nugent.
All right. Henry, if you have that, we'll play that when Fred Herron comes on today. I mean, he's risking it to protect citizens in Bucks County. In other words, he could have waited until after the election, had this on the down low, right? No. Put it front and center. All right. So that's one that I really want to go to the celebration of, Fred and Jen Shorn. Of course, I'm looking on CNN this morning. They're trying to make the case that Mikey Sherrill, you'll be hearing this, that Jack Ciattarelli has 86% of the Trump vote. Sherrill has 87% of the Kamala Harris vote. How is he going to make up that 6%? That's what Trump lost by. And the argument I would make is that a lot of these people that may have voted for Harris are looking at the state of Jersey and they're deeply considering it. The other thing is, even with Trump on the ticket, turnout can be much better, meaning turnout is going to determine this a week from Tuesday. So if you know anybody in Jersey and they're saying, oh, why vote? It doesn't matter. Here we go, right? Try to relay to them what Jersey will be like if she wins versus the big difference that Ciattarelli will make up and down the line. Imagine saying he's being a big baby. The only mistake is, you know, if I were Jack, I would have said, hey, we're going to need a few minutes here. Yeah, I know you got other questions and all. When you get accused of murdering people with opioids, nope. We're not going to take those other questions. Let's get it on. By the way, she's accepted. Matt Rooney has up at least $25,000 with companies involved with opioids. That's Mikey Sherrill, among other things. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Let's talk about my friends over at Martin Water Conditioning. They're celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest savings event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. The Giordanos, of course, have enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in a home for years thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. This is a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it, and the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is as passionate about showing you the impurities coming out of that water. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 drinking system. Save $40 off UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. You already own a water conditioning system? Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com, martinwater.com. Now, the sale ends October 31st. Give your family a great gift, the gift of better water, martinwater.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, you're with Dom, 855-839-1210. You can get in. Do you remember? I remember this as if it were yesterday. We're going to try to get the guy on the show. Do you remember the state trooper, Andrew Zambrowski? I think we had a lot of fun with Dan and the guy's name. He's the guy that arrested a woman, a lot of stuff there that appeared to be illegal, in a traffic stop along 676 on a rainy day. The husband was following in a rental car, and she's telling him, I work with the mayor, for the mayor. Like, you know who you're dealing with here. And the guy has to get into it with the husband, who won't get back into the car. Ultimately, the state police fired him. He's just announced a lawsuit for racial discrimination. He's white. They're African-American, if you remember, against the Pennsylvania State Police, arguing to widespread discrimination inside that organization. I'm glad to see this. I mean, what this guy was put through, what he had to endure being there by himself. It was kind of a rainy day, I remember, that this happened, and they're in the middle of the highway almost with people buzzing by. He's got to deal with her and different things that were illegal about the car, out of code. And then the husband jumps out of the car in the rental car and won't get back in even after he identifies. He says, you want to be tased? And it ended up that he got fired. All right, so that case will start to be more on the radar, and we'll see what the state police are doing here as far as their possible discrimination. Okay, let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David. Welcome in.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You know, the thing about Nancy Pelosi, when she was running off, the thing about her, she had to get going quickly because people don't know this, but Nancy Bella Pelosi every night has to get home by dark because she sleeps in a coffin filled with dirt from her native Baltimore. So she's got to get back there, you know.
Well, yeah, I think it is Baltimore. There is a Baltimore connection. Edgar Allan Poe's involved here, I guess. That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Well, as far as dialects go, when I come up there, I do notice a difference sometimes in, like, the eastern area, Stroudsburg, versus, like, say, Kutztown. So I got a cousin in Kutztown that sounds way different than okay. my people over in Easton.
Okay.
But by and large, I don't know there's a lot of differences. But one thing that I notice a lot that's set up there a lot is use guys.
Yes. Use, I thought that was Jeez. The plural of you until I was 12 in South Philly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, use is definite. Now, yep. of course, he's in Lexington. When we were in Charleston, I told this, the tour guide there, and it was fine. She's from there, said, y'all. 11 times in the first 10 minutes we were there.
I would expect that, yeah.
That's a given. Yeah, but, I, you know, it's like an excessive...
do you want yous? Like what?
Yeah, well, just, why are we doing with the y'all plural? No, that's not the plural. The plural is all you all.
I thought it was you all.
No, I think if you mean as a group, you all means as an individual.
Just be like, hey, y'all, you know. Like,
yeah, but it doesn't have to be a multitude of people. It could be one person.
That's true.
Yeah. So the plural apparently is all you all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All y'all.
Yeah.
All y'all look at me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with the big time dialect accent coach, both for the mayor of Easttown and now for TASC, but also Silver Linings Playbook. What are some of the others? This is big time.
Babylon, Hitman. I enjoyed that movie, Hitman.
Hitman. I didn't see Hitman.
Ryan
Babylon.
Gosling, Emily Blunt.
Yeah, I saw Silver Linings Playbook several times.
And, no, it's and one of your favorites. I had to put it on there for you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Yeah, I think it's a very good film. It didn't win that year, did it? It was up there, though.
It was up there.
All right, so we'll talk with her. If you want to call in and let us hear your accent, we'll determine. Joe of Columbus is there. I'm sure we'll see if that's a real Jersey accent or not. Does Jack Cittarelli have a Jersey accent?
No,
I don't know.
No,
I've noticed it. No.
You're a politician. You got to drop it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, okay. Mikey Sherrill doesn't have any kind of... It's so tepid with her that it's difficult to imagine. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board right now. All right. Let's all be on our good behavior. Suzanne Solby is in the house with us here on the Dom Giordano program. She's a local, but with reach on any number of huge, huge films. It seems to center around the Delco accent. All right, Suzanne, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dom.
Well, thank you for the great work. First of all, do I sound like I have any kind of accent, whatever? I've been trained by British thespians.
I'm so sorry, Dom. Yes, you do. You do. You sound like you're from South Philly.
Wait a minute. You had a cheat sheet here. What gave it away? Is it the talking with the hands? Is that it?
No, it's all the little beautiful things about all the different parts of the Philadelphia, Delco, South Philly. There's all little differences, but you have a good accent. I might have to call you and get a sample.
Oh, absolutely.
Record you.
I would love to do that, Suzanne, because we talk about this type of stuff all the time. The thing in reading about you and what you've done here that I like most, the actor said, rather than a hurdle to getting the character right, you enhanced it. And I wanted to ask you this, if it's not in the weeds, even the physical way that you pronounce things, they talked about that, how helpful it was to open up to a character.
Well, that's a fantastic question. I think that... I'll answer it like this. So when you're learning an accent, it's a new muscular pathway for speaking, which is so personal, right? So you have somebody from Australia or somebody from Ireland or somebody from North Carolina. They have their own way of speaking, and it just happens. happens because you think a thought and you need to say it. An actor needs to take somebody else's thoughts and then speak them in an accent now. So it's like a double hurdle. So the way I approach it is learning the pattern for speech in our area. Like, what muscles are you using? How is my tongue in a different position? Where does my, how do I make a TH or how do I make an L? And it's all quite nerdy, but very specific and useful if you're an actor and you're doing a show. And then it's about, in my case, I love my area. I grew up in Doylestown. I lived in Philly for 20 years. I'm now out in the suburbs. I do go all over the country, but I love Philadelphia and I would love to be an ambassador when I meet people. So I'm saying, you know, we're like the scrappy younger brother. You got to find that in, you know, in the storyline. Like, we're the cousin who is, you know, maybe a little off. We can get mad. But we get mad, but we're cool, you know, we're good. We're I eat, as it used to be said back in the day. So that's it. Okay. I mean, you know, working with all the different actors, I'm trying to figure out how they work best. Some people want to meet every day and some people want to meet once a month or once a week, and they go off and percolate with the information.
Let me ask you, are these people, you know, as an actor, are they able to grab any kind of voice and do it? I love mimics. I mean, I admire that more than anybody that can. Robin Williams, to me, I can just listen to
amazing.
It. Are these people, the ones I've interviewed say they struggle with this when they're as good of an actor as they are. This, to really nail it and not appear to be that you're doing that, takes a lot.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure that a lot of them are great mimics and storytellers, but to do an accent and sound like a real person is different than mimicking. Like saying, yeah, right. I'm going to go down the street and see the Eagles play. Come on, let's go. Or you're going to say, you know, oh, darling, what are we doing today? I mean, that's different than having to say, you know, real, learning how to say home and mean it, you know, like just naturally. It's not like chosen. It's not a gimmick, right? So I'm going to go home. Come on, let's go. You know, it's subtle. It's smooth. Right. It just flies out of your mouth. So that's why it's a struggle, because they're not just, they're also acting at such high, high levels. Like, this cast is so extraordinary. And the story is so well written by Brad Inglesby, who is, you know, in love with this area, I would say, a local as well, that it requires real purposeful exploration. And then you have to forget about it, because you can't be thinking about it when you're acting.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Henry, who got this interview, and I'm so glad he did, Suzanne, had a question, my producer.
Yeah, Suzanne, I've been curious about what it's like transitioning, because you hit on a little bit. Someone who is either, you know, British or Irish, and in this case, maybe someone like Amelia Jones or Fabian Frankel. Were you able to, take them from their English accents or Irish accents, get that to more of an Americanized accent, and then from Americanized, kind of get them to the local Philly jargon here?
Well, I think part of it is using general American sort of as a baseline. Mm-hmm. So, you know you're going to have to say your R's in most of the country, right? So you're not going to say father, you're going to say father, and then you're going to hear, you might say my father, you know, or if you're going to say afternoon, like afternoon instead of afternoon, here you would say afternoon, right? So then it's like can they just hear it and mimic it? Or do I have to say, like, for that sound, you have to have your tongue up a little higher. I also get lots and lots of recordings. So I have local speakers. Like, I have one lady who's from Delco who I love so much. I accosted her in a coffee shop. Eileen Dolly is her name. And, she has recordings. And when I have questions, like, you know, do we say buried or buried? You know, of course. So I'll call her, or with every detail, you know, or whomever's around me. There's always, because we're working here too, there's always local people. And I'm from here. So And it's the, a testament to their commitment and their curiosity and their ability to transform. And the dialect is really just one brushstroke of that.
No.
Yeah, any more,
that's
great.
No, that's all I have,
Is it that pronounced? I have to come back. I must be the only person around, Suzanne. The Delco accent versus Philadelphia. How did Delco become such? Is it that unique? Is it that different than what I've grown up with, all my the Philadelphia accent, which we know?
I don't think it's that different. I think it's like maybe a little extra, like a like Philly plus. So my understanding is that people from Philly and South Philly in particular moved south to Delco when they made a little money and set up shop there and lived their lives and had their kids. And people are devoted to Delaware County. Like, they love Delco. And so the more you identify with something, the more you keep it. Like, in Delaware County, like, the sound kind of lands right on your upper teeth, like above your teeth, like there, you know, it's a little bit stronger. The R's are strong, that O and strong, you know, those kinds of things. But you'll also hear it, like I hear the dark L in your speech, or
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because I have paid and taken, not in about 25 years. Thank God I broke in, Suzanne, to talk radio, where you didn't have to change your name. And you didn't have to have the big voice and the type of stuff we're talking about. But my vocal coach, it was the dark L. What is it that produces that dark L?
That's so funny.
Oh,
25
yes.
years later, it's a thorn in your side.
Oh, exactly.
So the dark
yes.
L. Listen, if I see somebody on television or if I see somebody in newscasting and they have that dark L, I'm like, they're from Philadelphia. I can hear it. Yeah.
Yes.
So the dark L is the back of your tongue is up too high. And instead of making an L with the tip of your tongue, like Philadelphia, you're making it with the back of your tongue. It's almost not there. Philadelphia, you know, mile. Sometimes it even becomes an ooh. So if you're going to say bottle, turtle, it becomes an ooh sound. Your lips move for some reason, but your tongue doesn't do anything. So it's
you
the
are
back
so
of
sharp.
The tongue coming
you would
up.
Not believe two different vocal coaches who were great. We worked on it. I thought it was gone. Oh my goodness! It brings back.
Well, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. Don't. It's a good thing. I love it.
We're in a different era. I wanted to ask you now too. In this era, I noticed the Golf Channel. I'm a golfer. I follow this. They're putting a lot of Brits on, some Australian. It grates on me after a while. I don't find it to be the prestige dialect. It seems artificial, inauthentic to me. Are we past that where people, maybe if you've coached up or you work with somebody doing national news, do they have to have that middle of the country prestige dialect?
I don't know. I mean, I do, like, what you're talking about with news is that, hi, welcome, WHYY, you know, or whatever
yes.
it is, wherever you are, KYW News Radio.
Yes.
It's the standard, I guess, but I think people are very different, and we have so many ways to receive media, which is very diverse. And you'll hear in sports many different kinds of speakers. So, because they're the people that played those sports typically, or spent their lives, watching them and analyzing them. I don't think it's necessary. Like, if you watch, there's some people I don't watch much news anymore. It's too much for me, but, I don't think it's necessary. I can hear you like cleaning up your speech a little as you talk about having taken lessons. And when you're like just off the cuff, you're like, let's go down and talk to Suzanne, you know?
Oh, good. This is too much, Henry. It's psychoanalytic here. I'm on a couch here doing this. So what are you working on next? In addition to these films, do you work on other projects? Do you work with individuals that are,
For example,
is it, and I would assume, here's one area where the dialect, if it's impenetrable and somebody's going to be a public speaker, a public figure in some way, have you worked with people like that? That really is needed, I think.
Yes. And I've worked with people who have physiological problems, who have
right.
spasmodic dysphonia
yes.
or
yeah.
things like that. So I'm a Linklater voice teacher. I'm a dialect coach. I've taught for many, many years at different times in my life at university, teaching actors. I have a private practice where actors will call me and say, I want to work on these accents, or I have an audition, or they'll call me for acting coaching, or I'll have people call me and say, I'm moving up in my business and I need to learn how to command more power, or to be more interesting, because they get so nervous, you know. So I'll work with people like that. And then as far as people who have really strong accents that want to move into public speaking, yes, absolutely, who want to become politicians, because what is true is that, not that you have to get rid of your accent completely, but it needs to be accessible to people.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, like if you talk like this and you got a really strong accent and you want to be a political leader, it might not work so good, you know.
Well, Trump, now how would you characterize, politics aside, President Trump's accent? It is unique. I mean, this is one of a
it's
kind.
It's very unique. Who was I? No, I was listening to someone else, and I was like, oh, listen to that. That's like Trump. You know, it also goes to personality. So you have your local region. You have the family that you're in. You have who you identify with. And then you also have your personality traits that come into how people sound. I mean, I couldn't begin really to analyze him, and so many people do a better job of pretending to be him or analyzing his speech, and then I can't hazard a guess. So,
Suzanne, where do we find you? Do you have a website? Is that where we go?
I do. My name, SuzanneSelby.com. Yeah.
Henry, I'm spazzing back into the dark L now. Stop me here.
So
stop me from being on the couch. I will be.
Billy.
And if you want to. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what are your favorite phrases from Philly?
We're fooling around with, I reject that yo is ever a greeting. Yo. It's yo, get off my car. I'm South Philly.
Yo, get off my car.
Yeah, there you go. That's a negative. the news organization saying down at the shore, despoiling everything. It's down the shore.
Yeah. Down the shore.
Down
yeah.
the shore.
Down the shore.
Down the shore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How about
where
you?
Where are you at?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Well, Acme, of course, is Tacone. That's one of
an underrated favorite. One. I always think is towel.
Yeah,
towel.
It's not a towel.
Hand me that towel.
It's like a tail almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I went in to talk to my husband. He said, "Did you hear about that owl?" I said, "What? What?" He said, "The owl. The owl that got out of the zoo in New York."
Oh my
I'm like,
goodness!
The owl. He said,
"And that's
yes.
your husband, this guy has to be
no. Listen, I want to stay married, so I don't try to fix anything."
Well, Suzanne, you are a delight. I hope we can speak with you again, and give that website one more time.
Suzanne Selby, SuzanneSelby.com.
Thank you, Suzanne, very much. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right, Henry, we'll provide that tape if necessary for her. You can put out that dark L. All right, I'd love to get your reaction. We're coming to you, too, on the Phillyisms. Magic there, Henry. It took a lot with HBO and going, but what a delightful woman. And something that we all, that's true, it's more than 25 years ago. It's like 30, 35, constantly with the dark L. Who was the guy, Dirty Waters, that played for the Eagles? He was called Dirty Waters. The hard-hitting. He was the client before me, Henry. Every week when I'd go to this voice
Andre Waters.
Andre Waters, who was brutal. Yeah. Muddy Waters. And he be coming out after
Dirty
the
Waters.
Coach Dirty Waters after the coaching, and then I would come in, but it was a dark L. Yeah. 855-12341. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next here with Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. but I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.